listening, George. WHCDL Mobile on a Sunday night.
WHCDL KD2FYU on a hot, blistering Sunday night. I hope you're doing well, Andy. Go ahead.
Hello, Mobile.
And I heard Eric. Hello to you, too. Yeah, I'm heading home from the store. I did a little shopping. A little bit of shopping tonight, not much. You know, it was a hot day. It's going to be again tomorrow, and maybe with a little bit of relief on Tuesday. So, and we'll see. But this is summer, so what can you do? Eric, hello to you if you're there. I think that was you.
No, Andy. WHCDL, Miller George. TB2FRU, KD2J. So no tech night tonight, but I was having TV station discussions. So, but I took care of the problems up at Glen Oaks for the moment. I gotta figure out why that transmitter didn't transmit once in a while. It just dawned on me that maybe I should check the VCO voltage. Maybe it's just a little bit hairy edge on the out of lock condition. It's probably not centered, if that's the problem.
It makes sense. Yeah, because it doesn't always key up. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But, alright, yeah. It's, probably wants to be something pretty simple. Alright, yeah, it's hot. Although, you know, I more or less stayed in today. I mean, if you're going to be outside, you have to be by a pool or someplace to keep cool. Definitely in the shade, not in the hot sun. That's for sure. Go ahead, George.
And, probably one of my deepest contacts, an R18 contact. But, also, HF has been hopping this weekend. Interesting. What the small antennas that I have, KD2FIU?
George, you're stepping on... Andy was stepping on you. I have this bad habit of not passing it over to someone, and when, you know, you throw it up, so two people do it, so pick it up, George, and try it again.
I got the gist of the conversation, what he said.
Okay, but I think maybe Eric didn't.
Yeah, I kind of got the idea. You continued on after Andy stopped, so you kind of figured it out.
HF was hopping this today. I wasn't on it all day. Two times I popped in, early afternoon, 10 meters, working right through California, and this evening on 20 meters around 9:30, Eastern Europe, and very deep into Russia, a contact that probably one of my furthest contacts into Russia. Anyhow, just to let you know, HF was a little abound today.
I heard something.
Get stepped on again?
Not at all. Actually, I was on 40 meters earlier. I had a couple minutes in the car. No, I didn't clear across the country. It wasn't that unusual, but I didn't go up to 20 meters. That might have been nice, but it's a little hard in the car when the engine's running.
Andy?
Guys, okay. No, I didn't step on you that time. Everything was good. Now, if this guy lets me in, I can't get through. Oh, I can. He just put his lights on. there's a guy just sitting in the middle of the road, and I can't pass him. So, now he's moving. Okay, thanks for moving. Maybe it's, okay. I passed him. Well, holler. Anyway, no, I didn't listen much today on HF. So I don't know what the band was doing. But, I'll check for openings for sure. Go ahead, Eric, back to you.
Okay, it's not a policeman. I dabble in it. I mean, I'm not a heavy HF guy, but, actually, I'm in the process of fixing up an R7 that's been waiting for me to fix it for a long time. I just haven't gotten around to it, but, of course, I picked the hottest day in the year to do that, so. Over to you, George.
Some of the things I'm working on, I shouldn't be in this heat. I have no antenna work, nothing like that, but things around the house, things out in the yard, everything. I only gave the toils about 2 hours today, and I couldn't take it anymore. From there, it was the afternoon I had to spend inside, and then I was back out this evening. Absolutely brutal, brutal heat. Brutal heat, man.
Yeah, well, I had an interesting part of the day working on a Kenwood radio. And luckily, my shop is air-conditioned. I put an air-conditioner in there. It made a big difference. So, it's nice and cool. Besides keeping the humidity down also. Yeah, and, boy, this thing, I tell you, I made some modifications to prevent the problems that occurred from happening again, because it really did a number on the radio, for sure. I don't know why Kenwood designed it the way they did. It was poor design. Oh, I just realized something. Okay. All right, I'm back. I'm going to sign because I'm going to go inside the house. I'm home. Go ahead, Eric, WHCDL. Talk to you next time.
All right, Eddie. Don't be so cryptic. What's your fix on the Kenwood? What'd you change so it's better? All right. We'll talk to you next time. WHCDL. Okay, JJ. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, curious, Andy, before you go, what model radio?
It's a Kenwood TS-940. You familiar with it?
I like that radio.
It was the top of the line after the 930, and it was around for a long time, and it supposedly had absolute redesign of the power supply issue actually it came out both mains and external, but what was wrong with the radio? Real quick, what were you working on? Not details, man. What area?
Well, I fixed a bunch of them. They have their problems.
All right, well, let me just make sure I have it, and I'll tell you what I did. All right, then I'm going to go in. You hit the nail on the head. This is power supply. Yeah, I don't know if you know the design of how Kenwood built this thing, designed it. There's a number of faults that they did in designing the supply. One of the biggest is they put the fuse in the wrong spot. There's actually two fuses. There's an AC line fuse for the power transformer, and there's a DC fuse, which is on the 28-volt line. But it's in the wrong spot. And God forbid, and I say it that way, God forbid the voltage jumps up. If one of the pairs, it's a common brute force supply.
no different than, let's say, your Astron, but instead of using an adjustable regulator, they use some discrete components. So they have two transistors in parallel, so you can get a little bit more current out of this thing, especially for the final amp. But the bottom line is, and let me just let it drop, and I'll tell you what happens. The guy was using the radio, and all of a sudden he heard a pop, a loud snap, and the radio went dead. And what happened was, for some reason, unknown reason, one of the pass transistors shorted. That puts the full 48 volts on the 28 volt line. You normally should get 28 volts out of it, out of the pass transistors, and if one of them shorts, then you get the full, that's rectified from the bridge rectifier voltage. So that caused a chain reaction, that high voltage. First of all, it popped the driver transistors in the final. That was the noise. And did some other damage to some of the integrated circuits in the radio. So, and that's simply because the fuse, well, one of the reasons is the fuse is in the wrong spot. The fuse will never, the DC fuse will never blow. The DC fuse is supposed to be before the pass transistor, not after it. So, anyway, there's a lot of mods. They're all over the place on the internet. And I did some of them to prevent this from happening again. Because it did cause extensive damage and a lot of work to get it working again. Go ahead, Eric. You probably heard about all this stuff.
That's fairly common. Although one thing that a lot of guys miss is that just after that, where they divided up, there's a bunch of caps there, and nobody ever bothers to measure the ESR of the caps, and they start looking really awful. Yeah, it's got its problems, but it's still a hunky Japanese radio. It's not like some of the garbage that we see today, even though it's that sort of cheap, consumer-grade construction as opposed to, commercial piece of gear, but still a nice hefty radio. It feels big, even.
All right, listen, I got to go inside because I got to take care of something, so it's rather important. You guys continue, and I'll continue next time on this. WA2CDL. Go ahead, George, over to you, and 73 to both, because I got to go in.
73, Andy. Maybe we'll catch you on the turnaround a little later. Whatever it is, news, and then maybe come back. I don't know. I might be here, and then popping on HF for lower bands. Eric, the 930 was not the exact same design, but they were doing things wrong with their power supplies. They were not switching the AC main the way it should have been. They were switching outputs from it in the manual control switching, fusing, all of that. All very vulnerable.
No, when that radio was designed, switching supplies were not really good in radios because of all the rackets that they made, and they were also big and needing to charge. Nothing wrong with a boost supply as long as it has a zener on the output to prevent it from doing any damage. There's simple ways of making a nice, plain old, as Andy calls it, a boost supply that, because if you're using it, especially for the transmitter section, you don't need the ultra regulation being super clean. I mean, even my broadcast transmitter is basically a big giant transformer and some giant rectifiers and a bag of capacitors, and that's it. But anyway, now I'm pulling up towards the house, so I'm going to make this my last one. KD2SRU, oh boy, K2J Mobile.
An early right. You're right. In early power switching supplies, they were not doing it right. Because actually, it would turn on an output. When you actually switched on the radio's power, you would turn on an output that would, with a component, switch on the AC main into it. And all very vulnerable. Hey, catch you later. Catch you later and have an easy evening. It's still like a blowtorch out there. Thanks for picking up, Eric. K2EJ. KE2EJ. I'm doing the same thing here. KD2FIU. Eric, catch you later.
All right, George. Well, let me tell you something. Even a boot power supply properly designed, doing something called step start, makes it very easy and doesn't create the problems that you're talking about. Anyway, see ya. KD2FIU, KE2EJ.
Net tonight at 8 o'clock. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. Net time complete.
A6DPZ, is the TechNap over? N2MB, K6DPZ. Barry, if you're there, let's go to 805. N2MB, K6DPZ. I'll meet you at 805.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System. The time is 12:04 a.m. 73, and good night from the W2VL Repeater. tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, note number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, note number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
Thank you.
does everything she can to stay indoors. Actually, I think we might have been hotter up here than it was down there.
Yeah, we were. I was telling my buddy down floor yesterday, and
yes.
A few degrees cooler down there. Actually, it was kind of cloudy there yesterday. It got up like the mid-80s.
Boy, isn't that sweet. My sister, her husband, they bought a new used camper, so they took it out for the first time this weekend. Somewhere around there, so it's kind of like a nice thing to see. Does a lot of playing here and there.
Yeah, well, it's a hot time of day to play. They play from 3 in the afternoon to 7 at night.
Man, that was a long one. Man, I just... must have changed elevations or something. My whole window just went black with... Man, it got dark in here. The windows fogged over. That was quick, too.
I had a couple of humid factors coming in here. We got the nice cold windshield.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that. It was just like 1 second. It was just like, ooh, man, it was, I couldn't see a thing.
We're a little empty this morning.
On top of that hill on Paradise Road, where I can see out everywhere, and you can't see a thing. It's all
fine. Well, we're going to head on in anyway. On the cool spot. So, 673 is on our final. We'll stay cool today, and we'll kick it later. 3M Mark 8.
Welcome to the WA3SFJ repeater. Is 7 o'clock a.m. Monday, July 2nd. Good morning.
Thank you.
blocking. They can't block everything. That's another thing that's pretty tough to do. You know, you start blocking stuff, and the next thing you know, nobody can do anything. So, yeah, it's an issue in itself. Try it now.
All these places to look up their ancestry and all that. They have no idea who gets hold of it after they're done with it. They're selling it. They said there's a potential in the future for somebody to be able to take 10X them in, and if they can drag them back to you, actually, you know, fraudulently copy you, you know, be able to get into all these systems. So it's, security is always an ongoing developing thing, and it gets murkier every day.
Monday, July 2nd. Good morning.
Thank you. K6DPC, meet me on 805.